This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show for this third day of June. I'm Terry Toad, and today in studio we have Jennifer Parker, Christina Blevins, Mickey Robinson. We're talking about the Black Diamond Days celebration, the celebration of coal in Gillespie, which is coming up this weekend. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you this fine day, young lady?
I am fabulous.
Yeah, you are always fabulous when you come in. Let's first off set the dates for Black Diamond Days.
Friday through Sunday, June 5th through the 7th.
And it's most of it's going to be in downtown Gillespie.
Most of it's going to be in downtown on Main Street. The one event or pageant will be at the Ben Gill Elementary School Gymnasium.
What was the why was that decision made to send that out there?
Better seating, and there's a fabulous stage inside of that gym. The gym is really nice, so it would be a great place to host an event like this.
All right. So Christina, start us off, kiddo. What do we have as far as some of the activities at Black Diamond Days?
Well, starting Friday, first we have the pageant on Friday night at 6:30. That you do have to have a paid admission ticket for that. The festival actually opens at about 5:30. And then on the stage that night under the bandstand, we have Buffalo Road, a band originated out of the Highland area. They were our Saturday afternoon band last year and were very well received, and people seemed to like them. So we invited them back this year. And we also have arm bands on Friday night for anyone interested in those.
And Swire Amusements is back again, that they really bring a lot of rides for the kids. So
how do you get a hold of the armbands here ahead of time?
You don't. We don't have any. We did that one year and it did not work out well, so we just line up.
Simplified matters.
Yes. That's one less thing.
Simplify your life. There you go. So what else? Some of the normal activities that go on at Black Diamond Days. Of course, you have the parade coming up on Sunday. The dog show.
Dog show is on Saturday, yes. Okay. Saturday kicks off early, 5:30 a.m. out at Gillespie Lake. The Masonic Lodge hosts a fishing tournament. And then we roll into the festival at noon. The festival opens at noon, food stands, the tent. And then the carnival rides will also open closer to 12:30 to 1. The dog show registration starts at 12:30. That's the Patty Bernhardt and Festus Memorial Dog Show. And the actual dog show is at 1 o'clock, and that's on the north side of the Gillespie Civic Center. They're across the street from Tropical Snow. So,
been popular event, hasn't it?
It has been. Last year we had a horrible weather day, which really brought the attendance down, but it had been growing every year, so hopefully we're going to have a big crowd this year.
Is this the event where the dogs get dressed up? And
some do.
And some of the owners get dressed
absolutely,
up?
Absolutely, absolutely.
whatever possesses them to do that, you know? Yeah. I guess.
Whatever it takes to draw a crowd.
No admission for this.
No admission for that. Okay. But if you're an animal lover, if you don't want to bring your own pet, come on down and take a look.
All right. On a leash, correct?
On a leash, yes. Yeah. They must be on a leash. And then there's a registration form that they'll fill out.
Okay.
And then at 1 o'clock, we start the registration for the Emra Edwards III Memorial Washer Tournament. And then that play begins at 2 o'clock. And that's a bring-your-own-partner, $10 a person. And there will be people usually every year standing around looking for a partner if you don't have one. So come on up and play.
And 100% payout on that.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. So
where do they play that this year?
They play that directly across from the tent in the lot adjacent to UCB. So UCB is kind enough to... Yes, the grassy area.
Yes.
And there's some serious washer stuff going on there, isn't there?
There can be. It can get a little heavy sometimes. And then
no wagering on the sidelines, folks. Okay.
Absolutely not. Joe Frew and
It's a duo.
We'll play from 2 to 6 there also. So that we're looking forward to having him. He's a hometown boy.
Is
so
that
bringing
in the
him back.
Stand?
Yes, that would be in the bandstand.
All right.
And
that
then
evening.
On the stage that night, we've got Borderline playing. Mm-hmm. They're out of the Bunker Hill area. Brought a good crowd for us last year, so we're really looking forward to them being back this year. And I think they're very excited about playing again.
They really put on a great show last year. They're one of the most entertaining bands that we've had.
I think they get a lot of gigs around this area.
Yeah, I think
Borderline
that they're
does.
More
they're
and more popular all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the carnival also has a matinee from 1 to 4:30, and that's $2 for any ride. So it's $2 a ride during that time.
send the kids out and let them go.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Plenty of food, I suppose, as always.
Tons of food. We had more vendors apply this year than we've ever had, and a great variety. So it should be a tasty event also.
I think we said we have everything from anything deep fried you can imagine to like gyros and just all kinds of stuff this year. So
okay,
yeah, you shouldn't very go away wide hungry.
There you go. You may come starved, but you will not go away hungry.
If you do, it's your own fault.
It's your own darn fault. That's right. That's right. So that takes care of pretty much of Saturday, right?
Right. Okay. Yes.
And Sunday?
Sunday, we...
Sunday!
Sunday's the big day for us anyway.
My favorite day.
Before the Sunday, sun comes up. Before the sun comes
that's
up.
That's right. Sunday's parade day. Need we say more?
No, don't say more.
But starting Sunday, we will have a community worship service under the bandstand or near the bandstand at, I believe, 11:30. And then once the festival opens, 1:30 parade lineup, 3:00 parade time. The community band will be playing under the bandstand, at 1:00.
Correct.
Before
yes.
the parade, parade kicks off at 3:00 for nearly an hour, probably. We have a lot of entries so far.
The parade really looks like it's going to be a big parade this year.
Actually, that's one of the bigger parades around at Gillespie every year.
It seems to be growing every year. And anyone that's wanting to put in, you know, an automobile or any kind of club into the parade, just contact us via our Facebook page. That would probably be the best way to contact us right now. And there's open registration until that day. So, but it works best for us if you pre-register so we can have you a spot assigned. Don't just show up.
And where should they show up once they sign up to get into the parade?
The lineup is actually right next to the Dairy Queen there in Gillespie, between the Dairy Queen and the high school. And lineup starts at 1:30.
Okay.
So if you're signing up, try to get there early so we can get you in your spot.
All right.
And then after the parade, we have armbands again for the kiddos. Bring the kiddos out and let them go again.
That's from 4 to 8
4 to
p.m.
8.
Yes.
And then on the stage after the parade from about 4:30 to 8:30, we have a duo, Scott and Carl duo, and they're out of the kind of Grafton area. They play a lot down in Grafton. So great. They put on a great show last year.
They put on a really great show. And they're great for after the parade because it allows people, they're not a loud band, mm-hmm. and they interact with the crowd, and people can still sit and talk and visit. But, you know, but they're very entertaining.
I get the question once in a while, what's the process in deciding the type of entertainment you bring to, say, Black Diamond Day celebration? Do you see these acts? Reputation? How do you make these decisions?
A lot of times we just put out there, you know, who do you recommend? You know, who do you like? We try to get a variety so that we're not having the same type of music every night, something that'll appeal to everyone. And pretty much all of these bands do that they play a wide variety, and everyone seems to enjoy them. And we enjoy them. That's the other part. When we're
well,
living
obviously,
there,
if the
we
people
like
who choose
them
don't enjoy them, you know, it's probably kind of a dumb thing to say, well, we're going to get them. I don't like them, but we're going to get them. So as long as they entertain you, that's good.
And we had a lot of people request these bands back mm-hmm. from last year. The three bands besides Joe Frew had played last year, and we had a lot of people say, hey, I hope you get them back. I hope you get them back. So we got them back.
There you go.
So come out and hear them.
There you go. So when people come back home, is it kind of like a homecoming type thing for a lot of the former Gillespie residents?
I think so. I mean, you see a lot of faces that you don't see every day, and it always seems to draw a big crowd, and it's not hard to figure out when it's going on because Main Street gets shut down on Thursday at noon, which does provide some headaches for some people, but it's for 3 days.
But it's always been that way.
It's always been that way.
How many years is this?
36.
36 years.
36 mm-hmm. years.
Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of the original coal festival type
mm-hmm.
thing.
That's what they tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the heritage with the miners and all that sort of thing. So if anybody has any questions about getting involved in any of the activities, no cook-off this year?
No cook-off. We did not have enough participants. We tried to get on the county's circuit, and we could not. There was already one that day. So mm-hmm. a lot of our past cookers were going somewhere else that day. So it just didn't work out. So maybe next year we'll just have to see what happens.
They're going to have to talk to the cook-off commissioner
there
about
you go.
That. About
Absolutely.
Dates, you know? And I don't know who that is, but, you know.
I don't either.
There probably is one.
Probably.
In Macoupin County. So, anything else, ladies, about Black Diamond Days?
We're just really excited. Several of our members are leaving this year.
You're leaving? Jennifer?
I'm leaving. This is my last year.
Tina, you're leaving too?
We're done too.
So. Yes, we're losing a lot of people, but we did bring on a lot of new people. And if you're interested in becoming a member of the Black Diamond Days Committee, you know, stop by the tent and let us know, and they can contact you for next year's meetings.
And it's important to keep new blood coming in.
It is.
And after a while, you just get to the point where you get burned out sometimes.
Yes, you do.
And it's time to get
it's time to get some fresh blood in there and some new ideas and let somebody take it and make it their own.
But you guys have done a great job.
Well, thank you.
You really have. So that's great. If we could pause for just a moment and go to Mickey. Mickey had his first concert last night at the Benilde City Park. Scrap Iron and Gold.
Yes, they brought a nice crowd of over 400 people. And, of course, our favorite Strawberry Shark Cake made it a big hit. It was just perfect. The sun was out till 5:30, and when the sun goes at behind the trees there, it gets a little nippy, and some of the older people forgot to bring their jackets, so they had to disappear and go home by 8 o'clock. But we go from 7 to 8:30, and then we'll be right back next Tuesday and have Dixie Dudes.
Dixie Dudes, all right. And that's a 90-minute straight-through performance.
Correct.
So Benilde Park opens at 5?
We're there before 5, finishing up. 6 is official open time.
All right.
But we're there every Tuesday in June and every Tuesday in July. And, of course, our friend and your friend, Steve Davis, Memory of Elvis, will close it out for the 11th year in a row.
And he'll be in studio with us.
The Wednesday before.
Brings his guitar and we have real music in here.
There was one little thing
we
forgot to mention.
Just one. Okay.
Saturday night, we give away $500 attendance prize.
Oh.
So if you're there and you have a ticket and you're there at 11:30 Saturday night, you can walk away with $500 cash.
Green American dollars.
Absolutely.
Which can be spent at any business in downtown Gillespie. Actually, it could be spent anywhere. But, you know, if you want to spend it in downtown Gillespie, that's fine.
That's right. Keep that money local.
other words, you have to be there to be
the winner.
You
must be there to be the winner. Yep.
Okay. Must be there to be a winner, but no purchase necessary.
Absolutely
no purchase
not.
Necessary. All right. But you, really, no purchase necessary.
Huh? No purchase necessary.
You've got to be 21.
Yeah.
And you've got to be there.
Okay. So. That's great. Black Diamond Day is coming up this weekend. Gosh, it's hard to believe it's already here.
I know.
Can I plug the Tour de Cole bike ride?
Sure.
Well, you know, this is our 12th year of the Tour de Cole bike ride. Registration is go on the line of www.colecountrychamber.com or active.com and fill out an application and send it in and do it like that. And this is our 10th anniversary. And we're going to have the son of the famous writer from 1930s in Europe. And he got busted by the Nazis in World War II.
And we had him in studio.
Right.
Earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing was, we didn't really talk about it, but the funny part about it, when he was arrested in the concentration camp for a couple of years, they thought he was an American spy. And he was a bicycler, and he was like 50 years old. No, not 50. He was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off on everything tonight.
Yeah.
But it was interesting, his story. I listened from his son on different interviews we had. But if then he'll be back in September, he'll be available to meet and sign and see things and everything on the application there.
Sounds good. All right. Mickey, thank you very much. Always good to see you. Jennifer Parker, Christina Blevins. Have a great time at the Black Diamond Day celebration this weekend. Let's hope Mother Nature cooperates.
Let's hope.
We're hoping so.
That's our last hang up right there.
That's always the big X factor, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's it for the talk show for this Wednesday. I'm Terry Toad.